Ja, to the Mishnah's comments on Lacha, a Goy's comment. You have a lot of Pesach, Goy on Chalas and Pesach. It's Mutter Bahana. So it's permissible for one to maybe gain benefit from it. The Shel Yisrael, however, if it belonged to a Jew, then it's also Bahana. Shinema Vayirol HaChosah. Okay? Now let's take a look at the Gemara. Gemara asks the question. Moni Masnisen, who is our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah maintains that Chomet Shel Yisrael is awesome, but shall go akum is mutter.
It says lo Rabbi Yehuda,
the lo Rabbi Shimon, the lo Rabbi Yisrael. Really, it's not going to come out like any time. My he, the sanya.
All right, here we go.
Chomets bein lifnei zmano bein laachar zmano
over olav balav
toch zmano over olav balav akaris. Still Rabbi Yehuda. So what does it maintain? It maintains that chomets is your over when? Your over chametz three times. Before. When is it before? Right, Shesh Yosemala. Then you have chametz on Pesach itself. And then you have chametz over Lava Pesach. Right? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so your over midaraisa on chametz that existed in Pesach. That existed in Pesach. Okay? Alright. Reb Shimon Omar Chomet Lifnei Zmano Lachar Zmano Ein Over Lov Below Klum. He holds that there's no Chomet Mishay Shos Lamalo, and also holds there's no Chomet afterwards. But Tov Zmano Over Lov the Karas the Balav. Alright, now so let's understand this Machlekes. What's the Machlekes? Whether Chomet is Osir Lifnei Zmano or Lifnei Zmano, let's leave out of the picture. Let's just take Toch Zmano on Pesach itself and after Pesach, or whether only on Pesach, but after Pesach is Mutter Midaraisa. Like, who holds that way? That's Reb Shimon. Okay, what's the Machlekes really? It's an important Machlekes conceptually in the idea of Chametz, what Chametz is. Alright? In other words, the question is, what kind of a cause is Pesach in creating an Issa? You see, the question is, what kind of a cause is Pesach in creating an Issa? There's two types of cause. There's an essential cause, and then there's a cause which is an efficient cause. See, an efficient cause means, like, what is the... An efficient cause is a carpenter builds a table. A carpenter builds a table, a carpenter dies, but the table still is there. You see. But an essential cause is where the reason for the existence of the thing is based upon its essence. You need, in other words, in order for the what causes the table is the fact that there's an idea of tableness. So that's the idea stopped to exist. There wouldn't be any table. You see, that's a different kind of a cause. It's an essential cause. So the question really is, what's the nature of the Isser of Chametz? What role does Pesach play in bringing about the Isser Chametz? So do I say that Pesach, the role of Pesach is that it's an efficient cause, which means when Pesach comes around, so everything that's leavened is defined as chametz. It's an efficient cause, but now once it's defined as chametz, once the issa chametz has been created in the chefs and the object, you don't need Pesach anymore. It's like the carpenter. Carpenter dies and the table still is there. The house is still there. So there, Pesach is gone, but the chefs of shalissa chametz has been created already. So chametz is inherently a chefs of shalissa. Pesach renders it a Chefetz Shalissa. Once the object is brought into existence, you don't need Pesach anymore. Now it's on its own. It's a Chefetz Shalissa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the moment Pesach takes place, Chometz becomes a Chefetz, a Dover or Asa. Pesach renders it a Dover or Asa. Once it's a Dover or Asa, even though Pesach is gone, it still remains a Dover or Asa. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. After Pesach, Chometz doesn't exist. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it not only does it create the chametz, does it render it, when Pesach comes, the phenomena of chametz comes into existence, right? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz as a dover or osser comes into existence by Pesach. Not just the shem chametz comes into existence by Pesach, but the dover or osser, the chametz as a dover, as being defined, it becomes like chaza, becomes nesa. So therefore, even though Pesach's gone, it still is a Dover Asa. It's like Chas, it's an Issa, it becomes a Dover Asa. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, the only time it's Asa is Pesach. So Pesach is essential for the Isser Chometz. As long as Pesach is here, there's the Chefetz of Chometz is here, and the Isser of Chometz is here. If Pesach, when Pesach is gone, so the Chalos Shem Chometz is gone, and the Chalos Shem Isser is gone. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, when Pesach arrives, the Chalos Shem Chometz arrives, but besides the Chalos Shem Chometz, the Chefetz becomes a Dover HaNesah. And once the Chefetz becomes a Dover HaNesah, now even though Pesach's gone, Pesach rendered it a Dover HaNesah. So in other words, you can look at it this way. What does Pesach do? Does Pesach just create the Chefetz Shel Chometz, the entity of Chometz, and the Pesach is necessary in order for the entity of Chometz to the Chalos Shem Chometz, the Chalos Shem Issa Chometz to exist? Or Pesach actually renders the Chefetz a Dover HaNesah? Once a Dover HaNesah, it will be a Dover HaNesah all year round, if it happened to exist during Pesach. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learned. Yes. If Chometz exists all year round, you want to know, is there a phenomena, a halachic phenomena of Chometz all year round? Yes. But not Chometz as an Isra Achila. Not Chometz as an Isra. If Chometz as an Isra Achila doesn't exist all year round. You see? Chometz as an Isra Achila only comes about by Pesach. The fact that for Kabbonis there's a halach of Chometz, It's not the same halachic framework. It's a totally different framework. As the Torah says, you can't use chametz for patching a wall or patching a hole. I mean, it's a different type of phenomena. It's not chametz. It's not the chametz of an Isser Achila. It's a different kind of a chametz. The chametz in the framework of the Isser Achila does not exist all year round.
Tay
says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, he still would not be permitted to eat chametz when. Even though he holds there's no chametz lifnei zman. Why? Because he says you'll violate tashbisu. So what is the halacha of tashbisu? Tashbisu means, according to Tosfos, that any chametz that you have after the midday, you have a chiyuv of hashbasa, a chiyuv to destroy it. So Tosfos says by eating it, you won't be mekayim that chiyuv. So by eating it, because Tashbisu, the definition of Tashbisu means a destructive process. And eating is a constructive process. So therefore, by eating it, what will you violate? You violate the fact that you weren't Makayan Tashbisu. So Tosfos says that even the Rav Shimon maintains that really there's no chametz before Pesach, but that doesn't mean you're allowed to eat chametz before Pesach. It only means that there's no Chalos Shem Isser chametz before Pesach. The chametz is a dover ha'osr. There's no chalashem isra achila on the chametz before Pesach. But the reason why you can't eat it is for another reason. Why? Because by eating it, you'll be obviating the mitzvah of tashbisu. You'll be failing to do it. It'll be an isra asay, actually. It'll be an isra asay, according to the Tosfos. So you see that the achilas chametz, it's the same phenomena of the isra of achila, but there's two reasons why I can't eat it. One reason is because inherently the thing is a dover ha'osr, so therefore I can't eat it. The other reason is because by eating it, I'm failing to do what? I'm failing to do the asay of tashbisu. That's what Tosfos says. Your Tosfos holds that tashbisu is a mitzvah asay. That's on the Tosfos of dalar and beis, everything that whole thing. My flag is whether tashbisu is a mitzvah asay, whether tashbisu is that the moment that Tosfos, take a look at Tosfos on. So that's Davdalan Bez Tosfos. Tosfos says that you see that what? That midrash of Bittul Bal Masagi. So Tosfos says, Rashi says, because it says Tashbisu, and Tashbisu means Tavar, the Tashbisu doesn't mean Tavar, it means Hashbasa Belev, according to Rashi. The Kashalari, the high Hashbasa Havarahi, the low Bittul, the Sanya Vishmain, the Kivemin Tsacharim, the Tashbisu, and Simavar Shiavala has one question. The Ote says, his Tashbisu amin lakamame acholach, Shimisheshos Ulamala, Vacharisur, Lo Mahani Bittul. Tosfos asks a question. How could Rashi say that Tashbisu means Bittul Bahash Basa Belev? But when are you supposed to do this? After Chatzos. But after Chatzos, it doesn't work. Bittul doesn't work. It's not yours anymore. It's impossible. It's an impossible thing. You see? Alright? So what's the answer? How does Rashi answer it? The question is, what is Tashbisu? Is Tashbisu a kumvasa? In other words, the mitzvah Tashbisu is, but I must do a maisa of Hashbasa, an actual maisa of Hashbasa. So then Tosfos is right. Since the time to do is after Chatzos, it's an impossibility. But according to Rashi, the kiyum of Tashbisu is not doing the maisa of is not in the maisa of Bittul. The halacha is you must do a maisa which results in the chametz being mushbas after chatzos. The kiyum of tashbisu, is not in the maisa hashbasa. The kiyum tashbisu is in the fact that after 12 o'clock the chametz is mushbas. So therefore, according to Rashi, the maisa takes place when?
Before
chatzos. But the kiyum takes place la'acha chatzos. La'acha chatzos, the chametz is a mushbas. You see, that's how Rashi really answers Tosfos Kasha. But according to Tosfos, the mitzvah is in the maisa. If the mitzvah is in the maisa, not in the state of being mushbas, so then Tosfos is right. So it's impossible. So you can't do it after chatzos, because you can't do it after chatzos. But Tosfos over there is l'shitaso. Tosfos tashbis is a maisa. So therefore, he holds according to Rabbi Shimon that the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah tashbisu, and you can't be, and after chatzos, any chametz which you have a mitzvah tashbisu, so you'll never be able to eat it, because achila is not really considered hashbasa, because achila is a constructive action. It's not it doesn't qualify for tashbisu. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. Through achila, you're going to be avoiding tashbisu. Okay. Now it's interesting. According to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Shimon, since there's no issa chometz, so it comes out that a person could, the mitzvah to say tashbisu is to burn the chometz, so he could take his whole day burning the chometz little by little. The Tosfos says he's allowed to burn, make a little pile of chometz, he burn the chometz, and he can cook things on it, because there's no issa chometz, certainly not according to Rabbi Shimon. So Tosfos says a question, so it's like this. So he says, according to Rabbi Shimon, why do you have to burn it up in the sixth hour? He says, yes, you can. He's got a whole day. Let him cook things on it. Okay. But at any rate, that's basic. But according to us, there's an issue of bal yara, bal yimotzei from sheshi. You're not allowed to have chometz misheshi also l'mayla. So therefore, you can't burn it slowly. You have to do it immediately. There's a shita Hashem that holds, really, that the real mitzvah of Tashbisu is to burn it right in the 12th hour. Right immediately, burn it in the 12th hour, because that's the mitzvah. There's a sheet like that, the Mordechai mentions it. But we don't do it that way because we're afraid we won't do it properly. But of course, it's a problem. You have to burn it right away. You can't wait, because every time you're waiting, you're about another month. You have to burn it immediately, right away. That's the sheet in the That's the way you're supposed to do it. But we didn't know that you know how to do it that way. Because they chacham on the vatla because they're afraid you'll live. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What's the difference in achila is a constructive process? So you'll ask me, and using it for firewood is also a constructive process.
Not inherently.
That's the difference. Achila is inherently considered a constructive process. But over here, inherently it's destruction. But I happen to benefit. I'm benefiting from the heat of the destruction. That's already okay. See? But fire, burning something, is considered destructive action inherently. Eating is not even though. So the Gemara says one time it's asubah achila, so it's called tanakama. I'm going to assume. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amar Tema Latzmacha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili had another opinion. Tema Latzmacha. Hey, a chometz asubah noah kol shiva. He couldn't understand altogether that a chometz should be asubah noah all 7 days. Let's leave him go. Okay. Next case. Minayin. La'ochel chometz misheishos ulamayla shehu over below. So I say, how do you know that a person eats chometz from 6 hours and on, that he's over in a lav shenema? Here's an interesting thing. La'sochal olav chometz. You shouldn't eat upon it chometz. What is the pronoun? Carbon pesach. Okay? Everybody's familiar. That's the final place that we learn out the chometz as misheishos ulamayla. La'sochal olav chometz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Alright? Rashi, Mishas Shchita, Dainu Mishesh Yosulamayla. Alright, from 6 hours, 6 hours on. Alright, Shechama Nota Laharev, that the sun goes to the west. Alright, now my question is like this. That's very good, this Mancha Besamidish Kayam, where you had a carbon Pesach. Alright, but this man is there where you have no carbon Pesach, Sanaki Se Lo Socha Lolof Chomets. You shouldn't eat Chomets on the carbon Pesach. There is no carbon Pesach. So what's the Losoch HaLov Chometz? We say that's what we derive, really, Chometz, Mishay Shos HaLamayla. From Losoch HaLov Chometz, what is Allah referring to? The carbon Pesach. Is Avach the Pesach, Lad Hashem HaLakech HaTzon HaVakal, B'amakam HaNashir HaShem HaShakin Shema HaShem. Losoch HaLov Chometz, Shivas Yom Tocha HaLov Matzah, Slecha Moni. Okay? So what is the, it's referring to the carbon Pesach. So the Korban Pesach is, we're not makriv the Pesach anymore. So what do you say? So you're telling me there's this man of the Korban, even this man of Zeh. But the Pesach stuff, no, no, Makam shenagul shelolatzas melacha ba'arev sachem. So the Pesach says, I'm a real. My shenarev sachem shor yom tov. Erev Pesach, you have to know this. Practical walk. I can't take a haircut after Chatzos. Erev Pesach from Chatzos on, it's like Chalamayit. Okay? Now, so look at this. My shenarev sachem shor yom tov mishum dezmana Pesach mechatzos veilach. Vaf yachid kam asim b'shor yom asashon b'yom shemevi korban asim melacha. That's the day that a yachid brings a korban. It's like a yom tov fan. So he's asim melacha. Uparchim kain yekol ayom aser kama yachid shemevi korban. Farshas mishum the royal laakrav mishachras al Pesach. So therefore, someone from Chatzos on, because it's only from the time that's Roy for Akrova that he becomes a Yontif fan. But Pesach is only Roy for Akrova after Chatzos. You have a carbon every day. Some people. Mishani, what? The whole place is kasher. It's also melacha every day. Umeshani shani tamet shatara otziya min haklal b'chsiv v'safta d'ganecha v'im kol Yisrael yoshu v'telem mi yesof lahem dogon. Alright, so what is Tay saying every day there's a matir on malacha, really there's a matir, because really every day should be a yantuf, because the yam a carbon, but the special matir of v'safta d'ganecha, if you didn't have that matir, so you wouldn't be allowed to do any malacha any day. So Tay says like this. He says, "Now it's a mashmasim the meraisa sur. It's awesome the meraisa." Now Tesis makes the move. The Nira Tesis says, "Daf is man azed the leka akrova. Kivan sheneser oz, osir loylam." Now Tesis has to make the transition from then to now. Tesis doesn't imply that there's a chiv. I don't believe there's a chiv carbon is man azed. In other words. Is the chiyuv carbon is man hazeh, but there's no beis hamikdash, so I don't have the opportunity to bring the carbon? Or the chiyuv carbon is this man shebeis hamikdash shayakayim? Is that an
accident? Well,
Pesach wouldn't have said kivin shenesser oz asa lailam. Pesach would have said that this man hazeh is also chiyuv carbon. Also chiyuv carbon. The question is, this man hazeh, that's the problem. So Pesach just gives a very short answer. He just says, Kivin shenesser oz, asalolam. What does it mean? Why should we asalolam? No, it's nesser oz, it's in today's mutter. It's different, because now it's not bizman of bias, there's no more akrova. What does Tesis mean? Because it's a chiv akrova. It doesn't say because it's a chiv akrova. It's just a nesser lolam. So you have two gemaras you have to understand. This halacha, and well, it's the same halacha really, with regard to chatzos, after chatzos ayom. Right? Let me say what I think over here. Vosocha lolam chomis. See? The question is like this: What is the Issa Chometz really? Is the Issa Chometz have to do with the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, or the Issa Chometz really doesn't have to do with the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? But what does Lo Socha Lo Chometz mean? It means like this: Lo Socha Lo Chometz means, you see, Chometz is Aser really on Pesach. That's the essence of the Issa Chometz Pesach, and it has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. It's the Zman Pesach that Aser all 7 days. But the halacha is, not only is it asur on Pesach itself, it's asur from the time that Hilchus Pesach begins. From the time that you have a halachic phenomena that stems from Pesach. You see? The Issa Chometz, it's not that the Issa Chometz is because of the Korban Pesach itself creates the Issa Chometz. It's because the Korban Pesach, the machayev of the Korban Pesach is the regular Pesach. It's the Yom Tov of Pesach that's the Mechayev and Korban Pesach. And since the Yom Tov of Pesach is Mechayev and Korban Pesach, so the halacha is that there's an Isser Chometz when in any Zman where there is a halachic function whose Mechayev stems from Pesach itself. You see? So therefore, the Isser Chometz starts from Chatzos. In other words, Lo Socha Lo Chometz doesn't mean because it's a contradiction to the Korban Pesach. Even if there's nothing to do with it. The reason why you can't eat Chometz, Lo Socha Lo Chometz, is because Pesach is a phenomena whose Maisa stems from the Yom Tov of Pesach. So Allah has any time in which there's an activity which is halachically derived from the yomtiv, so there's an isra achilas chametz. The isra achilas chametz doesn't just relate; it's an extension of the concept of achilas chametz from Pesach to Erev Pesach. It has nothing to do with carbon Pesach, really. It's extensions of the concept of Pesach to Erev Pesach. But not just as the yomtiv machayev in refraining from achilas chametz, but the any zman which is mugval, which is established, which is for what purpose? For doing an activity, who the machayev, that the machayev of that activity is Pesach, that zman is also, as long as you have a zman delineation for a maisa, which stems from the from Pesach, that zman is also aser nechametz, because that zman is integrally related to the yomtiv itself, to the regular Pesach itself, to Pesach itself. You see, korban Pesach is just the phenomena that happens to be the phenomena that the machayev is Pesach, and it has a set time. When's the time? The time is from Chatzos on. So therefore, even from Chatzos will be Asur Achilas. That's very good. That's very good. So Rabbi Rosenthal wants to say that, you see, right, that would answer the Bala Gada. He says Yochum Abad Yom. But everybody wonders, what's Yochum Abad Yom? How can you start from the from before Pesach? It's not Pesach yet. So the answer is that there's a Zman HaMugval before Pesach, a halachic zman. A zman has halachic value from Chatzos on, has halachic value with regard to a performance whose machayev is Pesach. So the same, so you might say that even Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim will be good at that time. Not only Chametz will be good. If you can extend Chametz already, you can extend Sipur. Right? Yochum Erev Chodesh means from the time that's Koveya, the Pesach. Because really, Bezin's Kaveh the Chadashim, and the Chadashim are Kaveh the Moadim. So I would think from the time of Kviyas HaMoad, HaMoed, that's when you can begin with the Sipur. At the Maisa Kviyas HaMoed, when Bezin says the Yom is Mekudesh, so they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, so they're being Kaveh the Moed already, so I might think that Kviyas HaMoadim is also permits you to start Sipur. Okay. That you can't say Bisman is there. No, it's Man that's Mughal. They build a base of Mikdash in a minute. They have it right away. Bisman is there. Bisman is there. Another question faces. How could you possibly say that it's Asr Dum Malacha all week long? Then there won't be any Shvisa and Shabbos. Shvisa and Shabbos. It's Sheshisham and Tassim Malacha over Yama Shri Shabbos and Lekecha. So how could you have Shabbos be Shabbos all week long? What's the answer? The Yisra Malach is different on Chol HaMoed than it is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's Lamates Yisur, Lamates Malachas. Each Malach, the Tzuras HaMalachas also. Over here on Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach, it's not the Tzuras HaMalachas also. It's a halacha that it must be a Yom, which is a Shvis and Ikeris. But you see, it's not the same thing as it's the overall demonstration. That's why you see Davar Ovid is Mutter, all these different things. Even Midaraisa, many hold. Why? Because it only has to be a shvis and it must be a kasha lacham. It has to be a shvis and a kasha, but it's not the tzuras of malacha. That's why it wouldn't be a tadas asher. Yep. I think what this means is, you see, the carbon asher, carbon's an osir. Now, by a yachid, what does carbon do? Carbon asers the particular day that he brings his carbon. It's an individual kind of asher. It's an individual kind of asher. So therefore, it depends on what day he brings the carbon, and that day the carbon asers. That day the carbon asers. That's by Yachid. But over here, by Pesach, we're dealing with universal phenomena. It's not really a carbon of a Yachid. It's a carbon of all of Klal Yisrael. Right? So the Zman that it asers... It asers the Zman in universal terms, not in particular terms. In other words, a Teisha says it's not Mestaver, since it's always the Zman, it's always the Zman Pesach. Even the Zman says it's the Zman Pesach. The Zman Pesach is never lost. The concept of Zman Pesach. Okay? So...
It doesn't come from the Amayza HaKrava, but
yeah.
It comes already from the Amayza HaKrava, it endows a day with
the Zman. Exactly. In other words, by the Yochid, what really asks the day is the Maisa Krova. What they says is not mistaver to say that the Maisa Krova every year asks the day, since already the mitzvah has universal, is expressed in universal terms. If it's in universal terms, mistavar is that the carbon pesach, the hakrovas of pesach, ases in universal terms. So it ases in universal terms means it will ases wherever there's a zman of pesach. By an individual, it's the particular carbon that ases because it's particularized. Particular carbon ases a particular day. But over here, it's a universal phenomenon. Everybody brings a carbon pesach. So it doesn't make any sense, Taisal, to say that because that everybody's bringing it is going to aser it each individual year, you're going to have a new iser. It's a universal phenomenon. So the bringing of the Pesach universally asers Malacha and the Zmana Pesach. It's in universal terms. By a Yachid, it's in individual terms. By the Tzibor, it's in universal terms. If it's in universal terms, so it makes sense to say that it asers universally the Zmana Pesach. It always asks, it asks universally is Zman HaPesach. So since it's an Oser, essentially was Neser Oz, means that it was Oser, then the Iser has to be an Iser Olam. And what's the nature of the Iser? When they brought the first Korban Pesach, it Aser. But it Aser when? It Aser in universal terms, anytime there's a Zman HaPesach. Hey, what are you saying? The Yachid, why is the Yachid only Aser that day? See, in other words, the Yachid Asers that day because it's not the day, the Zman HaKorban can't be identified through any other means than through the fact that he brought a carbon that day. What's Nesar is the Zman HaKorban. What's Nesar is the Zman HaKorban. Now, if I as a Yachid bring a carbon, what is the Zman HaKorban? The Zman HaKorban is determined by the fact that I brought it today. But since Pesach is a phenomena which is universal, so once there's a phenomena of carbon Pesach, there is a universal Zman HaPesach. Whether there is a carbon or not doesn't make any difference. There is a universal. In other words, the carbon asers its zman. Now, in a yachid, its zman can only take place, can only come into existence by the actual bringing of the carbon. But in the universal phenomena, the zman comes into existence by the mere fact that it's kavur l'doros for that day. It's always kavur. You see? That's the difference to me. So by a yachid, the carbon always asers its zman. But by a yachid, there is no zman unless you bring the carbon. When's the zman? But over here, this man is determined by the fact that every year you bring carbon. There's a designation to bring carbon every year. Of course, if there was no carbon then, so then there wouldn't be such a man. But the fact that there was a base of magician, there was a carbon, so that brings into play as man. The carbon asks it's man. So therefore, even though it's not there anymore, still awesome.
Okay.